Here we go. We're starting Melechus Toichin, Simen Yud Gimel. Now, we're holding over here in the process of baking bread. So we did Boirer. Boirer was we separated the good from the bad. So we're left with the kernels. And all the dirt and the rocks and the pebbles and straw and the other waste that got mixed into this was already removed. So now what do I need to do? I need to take these kernels, which is a ball, and grind it into a flour, which eventually that flour I will knead with water, and then I will be able to bake my bread from the dough. So toichin, by definition, is taking guf echad, one entity, and breaking it down into very small particles. That's what I'm doing. I'm breaking this kernel down into flour, which is very small particles. Lush, we can learn lush. Lush is the opposite. Lush is taking the flour, mixing it with a binder to bind it together to become one guf. Right over there, I'm taking a lot of small particles and making it into one guf. Over here, I'm taking one guf and breaking it down into very small particles. So let's see it inside here. Acha shabiru, the Sefer Kitzel Chashavis. Acha shabiru hatzerei reis mer tzvua. If you separate the pebbles from the tzvua, haderech hu l'teichne, the derech is to grind it. Gam b'mishkin ha'yitzchina she'yishachak in ha'samimarim k'she'yitzchichon la'asim in tzeva. Now, all the malachis were found in the Mishkan. Where in the Mishkan did they do teichin? Because they needed to take those herbs and grind it into a powder to be able to make from it a dye to dye the ureas and whatever else they need to color. Not only are you chayiv on a grinding which is similar to grinding the kernels and herbs, that through its grinding you're making small particles, and that's what we ask it to grind spices, right? If I have a whole pepper, to grind it into small, into a powder. And this is what's negated to us, including melechus toichin, is if I have vegetables and I want to make a salad, so I want to cut it into very small pieces.
Dicing.
Cutting the dicing, that's a good word, right? So dicing the vegetables into small pieces. Dak, nichla b'mleches teichin. That's including mleches teichin. Now we're going to have to figure out what's called dak. What's called small pieces, right? We do go to places on Shabbos and we see they do have salad, right? So how are they able to cut the cucumber? So we have to figure out what's dak, which is one of the vague in every melacha. Every melacha has its vague. Like in Bayer, people have a hard time with tarevis, but we clarified it. Mir Shem Teichin will also clarify it in a way that will be clear. Hopefully, as it's Hashem. V'la'oid elim koishem apri lechalakim. If I take a fruit and I crush it into pieces, I feel my dying ma'urim yachak going to risik tapuchim kaidim bishulam chayin tapuchi adam mischayv mishum teichin chayin risik bananis. Okay, so we what he's saying over here is something which we will disagree with. Yes. Okay,
sit it out.
No, don't cross anything. But what he's saying over here is as follows. We define teichin as I have a guf echad and I'm breaking it down into small particles. What happens when I have a banana, a soft banana, or an avocado? I go ahead and I mash the banana. I mash the avocado.
You still get mashing it?
Yeah. So what happened over here? What did I do? Did I break it down into small pieces? No. All I did was, instead of it being like this, it's not like that. I just flattened it. So is that teichin or not? So this machaber and others hold that it's teichin.
Who's he going like? Who is this? Why?
It's going like the Oshid of the teichin because you're mirasic it, you crushed it, you flattened it, you softened it, you. So therefore, if you go with the definition that I give you, which is the way Rav Moshe learned. So Rav Moshe learned that there's no teichin in mashing the avocado.
Why? Because you have to.
But if you look carefully at Rav Moshe's tshuva, the teichin comes in the next step. If they mash the avocado and now I'm taking small pieces off, that's where the teichin would be.
I mean, you're putting little scoops on top of stuff. Yeah. Not to eat it though.
And now I'm breaking it down into small pieces.
No.
I didn't say it's also. I'm just saying that's where the shayav teichin comes. Now we have to learn
how to do it. When you take a tortilla chip and you take a little bit of the avocado.
That's where the teichin is. And now we have to learn the halachas of teichin to see if it's mutter, when it's mutter, and how it's mutter.
But according to Ramesha, the definition of teichin is one piece.
Breaking it down into small parts.
That would only be something like this, right? If you do the same with an egg. Then it's different because it's
we're going to learn
pieces.
In the next paragraph very important rule that teichin is only by gidule kaka. Gidule kaka means things that grow from the ground. An egg does not grow from the ground. Even though the chicken lives off the ground, the chicken needs to eat grass, and therefore melechas dosh and some other places we said perhaps animals are considered gidule kaka because they live off the ground, but we are not meat, eggs, cheese, all that is not gedule kaka. However, there are dinamosa over there that you will learn about. Okay? And someone came to me this Shabbos, wanted to know about teichin on something. It was meat or liver or something. But the answer is not gedule kaka. Okay, so that's what we're going to begin to learn here about the halachas of teichin.